Jimmy, I'm taking my boyfriend from Glasgow to Australia to live forever in 10 days. He has never been. We are excited. Shout it out. Who's going to Australia? You two. And where are you both from?
He's from Glasgow. I'm from Fife.
You're from Glasgow. And have you been to Australia before?
No.
Oh, you'll fucking love it. Which bit are you going to?
Darwin.
The worst bit. That is the worst bit. Oh, for fuck's sake. There's nice bits.
I know, don't tell him.
Don't tell him. I think he might fucking find out when he gets there. But Australia's great. Have you all been to Australia? Has anyone been to Australia? It's a long way away. It's fucking expensive to go. It's a long trip. But I'd advise all of you to go. But if you're going to go, if you make that effort, take that trip, go like January, February. Go, because January, February here in Edinburgh, cold, wet, windy and shit, right? In Australia, every day in January, February is a MILF. 37 and fucking hot. Best of luck, you'll have a fucking great time. It's brilliant. My son Harry signed a professional contract with Motherwell as a footballer and he's only 16. He also got 7 A's in his Nat 5 exams. So what a boy, Jimmy. Where's this guy? Where's Harry? Where are you, Harry? Where's Harry? Where are you, Harry? Where the fuck is Harry? Is Harry here?
He's playing for Motherwell.
He's playing for Motherwell. We've got something in common. I'm also shit at football. Professional footballer with Motherwell. It's like being the tallest dwarf, isn't it? It's very much the best-looking guy in the Burns unit. I'm a professional footballer. All the ladies are thinking, oh, with Motherwell. All the moisture is wicked away. All right, what else we got? Last saw you nearly 20 years ago at the EICC, 12 weeks pregnant, sick as fuck. Thank God you didn't pick on me when I went to Chunder. Glad to say aforementioned vomit-inducing rugrat is in the audience with us tonight. Jane. Where's Jane? What, sorry? Hi. So you were, when you first saw me at the Edinburgh Fringe, you were pregnant and now there's a baby? I've been coming here a long fucking time. Is there a grown human? How old is the kid?
21.
You're 21? Ooh. No, you can't. I'm not the dad. Sorry, mate, you can't. You can't get pregnant the way I fucked your mum. Jimmy, I'm currently live in a van in Edinburgh and I'm attempting to date again after many previously failed relationships. I've managed to score a date this weekend, but she doesn't know I live in the van and I have to pick her up. Do I keep up the facade that I have a home or come clean? Jerry. Where's Jerry that lives in a van? All right, Jerry. Where the fuck is Jerry that lives in a van?
Car park!
Well, is he here? All right, Jerry. You look like you live in a van. I just think when she says your place or mine, I think you go, nah, yours, probably yours. And you'll drive her there in your place. I mean, good luck. Good luck wherever you are. Hi, Jimmy. I like watching my wife, Fiona, get fucked. Want a shot? Thanks, Ian. Where's Ian? That's a lovely offer. Where are you, Ian? Where's Ian? Here. You there? You're up there?
Over here.
That's a fucking lot of Ians. I suspect that might be just laziness. I mean, maybe you're a full-on cuck, but I think it's more likely you've just gone, oh, another fucking job to do. Go on, you do it. Hannah and Julia Coverdale, 10-year lesbian wedding anniversary. Where's Hannah and Julia? Where are you?
Here.
Hi. Hello, Hannah, hello, Juliet. Well, congratulations. Give them a... Hey. And how? So you've been married for 10 years. Well, I was going to ask, how long have you been... I don't know what the Scottish term would be. How long have you been smashing pasties? I don't know if you need the mime. Did you get married straight away? We don't know. Well, congrats. Did you meet on Plenty of Fish? Please say yes. Hi, Jimmy. My pal qualified as a swim coach today. Pretty impressive for someone who has lost 7 stone in the past 18 months. Who qualified as a swim teacher? Hi. And you've lost 7 stone? What? The fuck? What happened there? They were a fat cunt. Fucking swimming. Well done, you fucking tremendous. Well done. And congratulations on the weight loss. It's healthy. Good on you. This was supposed to be a second date, but is now two friends hanging out. Any advice? Where's this going on? I could help. Where are you? Where's the two friends? I take it the first date did not go great. All I would suggest is if you're getting on, if you're laughing at the same things, then maybe there's hope for a relationship there. I've got a tip for you. Or if you like, he could put the whole thing in. Please give us a shout out, as this is the first time we've been allowed out without our husbands, Stacey, Donna, and Kay. Love you, Jimmy. Where's Stacey, Donna, and Kay? Hi. It's no you. It's no us. Go on, where are they? Oh, well, thanks for coming out to see me. I very much appreciate it. Where are the husbands? There's a young Ned that would like to meet you afterwards. He's seen a lot of the MILF stuff online. He's taken a keen interest. Good luck. Hi, Jimmy. It's my hubby, Mark Sullivan's birthday today. We came all the way from Alaska and can't wait to see you. Who's from Alaska? Where are you? Hi. Well, it's lovely to have you here. Alaska, fucking hell. Yeah. It's a long way. How long are you in Edinburgh for?
A couple of days.
Couple of days? Stay a bit longer. It's very nice. You'll like it. If you feel tired, are you tired? You got the jet lag?
No, not yet.
Not yet? It's coming. I would recommend, don't go for any of the energy drinks. Well, go for the local energy drink. It's called Buckfast, and it's very... it's very effective. Oh, I like a Buckfast. More caffeine than Red Bull, I believe. Ho-ho, the secret sauce. You'll be fine. Go to any quality retailer, we'll have it. Buckfast, it's made by monks in an abbey, so it must be for classy people. Pronunciation, please. Owen. Okay. Owen Healy from Ireland, dressed as Lord Farquhar from Shrek, celebrating his stag do. Oh, so you're dressed as Lord... Where, can we turn up the lights? Let's have a look at this guy. Where's the... Are you up there? How's the stag do doing? You all right? Oh, good. Good luck, mate. That can't be easy. I'd recommend if you can get away from the group, get yourself to a chemist and buy some Dioralite. It's the best hangover cure in the world. Just rehydrate. Good luck. Try not to fuck the local prostitutes. Sorry, there's There's another joke about his mum. He's going to be fucking livid. He's only annoyed because I still owe his mum 20 quid. That's right. I paid for everyone. Hi, Jimmy. We've just found out I'm pregnant. Can you congratulate my husband, Ricardo, on his super sperm? Thanks so much. Lauren. Where's Lauren? Where are you, Lauren? Hi, Lauren. How are you? So how far gone are you? How pregnant are you?
4 months.
This is tremendous. Do you know what you're having yet? 4 months? No. Not yet. Is this Ricardo? How sure are we he's the dad? We're pretty sure. Fucking hell, look at the size of his head. When you're only a little thing, that is going to rip you in two, love. Fucking hell. You might want to be thinking about a cesarean now, because that is... It's going to be like a fucking bowling ball. Your poor mother, Ricardo. So are you going to be there for the... Is this your first?
Yeah.
Are you going to be there for the birth, Ricardo?
I'm not allowed on the battle zone.
You're not allowed in the battle... No, well, you've got to be there for the birth, but shoulders and above. Shoulders and above, that's the way, isn't it? You've got no business down the business end when she's giving birth. That's a disaster. It's like watching your favourite pub burn down. You'd be looking on, thinking of all the good times you had in there. Sure, you know they're going to rebuild it, but it's never going to be the same. Oh, no, they've knocked through into the back room. No! It's your fault for having such a fucking big head. This is great. Well, congratulations, you two. What a fucking wonderful thing. Marvellous. Hello, Jimmy. I don't know if this counts as a special occasion, but I had my dog's funeral today, so technically this counts as his wake. He was a chihuahua called Twinkie. He was 16 years old and died from a hernia on his bottom that couldn't be operated on. He liked comedy because I'd feed him more titbits when I was pissed watching your shows on YouTube. Hope you like my story. Kind regards. Keith. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Where's Keith? Where are you, Keith?
There's Keith.
Yeah. Hi, Keith. You all right, Keith?
Yeah.
I hope you're okay. I had a dog pass about 6 months ago and I was in a fucking puddle, mate. So my theory on grief is that it's cumulative. So it's not just the dog, it's everyone you've ever lost and it's your own mortality and it's a fucking hard thing and they're incredible animals. I hope you're all right. Good luck. Thanks for coming out. Ah, fucking sad. All right, what else we got? Jimmy, you... This better be good. Tickets was expensive. Hey, mofo, you over 50, do you dye your hair? Where is the... where's the educationally subnormal youth? Where are you? I do not dye my hair. A man called Paul Edmonds dyes my hair. And I think he's doing a terrific job. Huh? Do you still have bad gigs now and then? Tell us about one of your bad gigs. I did my first bad gig. It was my third one ever. Bit sore. Oh. No. But, well, here's the thing. Once you get beyond a certain... But once people are paying to see you, it's self-selecting. So people that have that sense of humour come and see the shows. So you're kind of on a winner. But, yeah. Third gig, though. Who else is... are there any other performers in? Where's the performers? None. No one is doing a show? Well, that's very early on. Whoever this is, that's very early on, three gigs. Give yourself 100 gigs and then decide. Good luck. Good job. I'm Colombian, and people call me Spanish after they hear me speaking Spanish. What can I do about it? Where's the Colombian? Where's our Colombian friend? Hi. Just offer them cocaine. It's not the kind of thing a Spaniard would do. To immediately go, hey, a cocaine. Or just speak Spanish, but go... at the same time. What are you doing over here, my friend?
Ooh.
What are you doing? Are you visiting or do you live here?
I'm living here.
You're living here, and what do you do?
Engineer.
What, sorry?
Engineer.
An engineer. Are you Spanish? Sounds Spanish, doesn't he? It's great to have you here. I love it.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.